John chapter number 8, verses 3 through 7, titled, Stop Giving Me the Finger. Stop Giving Me the Finger. Unfortunately for us today, but we live in a world, in a society, in which all too often people are most comfortable pointing out your sins. People today are so comfortable in pointing out your stuff as though they have nothing that they should be ashamed and or embarrassed about. And so they see you. And when they see you, they begin to recall things that you have done. They take you way back and they play the remember when game with you. Remember when you got caught in something. Remember when they said such about you. You remember when, on and on and on. And if you're not careful, you'll get caught up in that game.
All right.
Where people begin to tell you what they remember of you as though God has not delivered you from that. I'm glad that we serve a God that in spite of where we are, He is a delivering God.
Yes.
Now notice I'm saying to you that God is a delivering God because sometimes God has to come back and get us from where He has already delivered us from.
Right now.
You don't get that.
Yes.
See, sometimes we'll go back to the same mess that we were in.
Yes.
Especially when times get tough, because even though it's a mess, I'm comfortable in my mess. And so we always go back to that place where we think, I kind of know what's going on, even though it's a mess. But when God get ready to deliver you, He'll always give you what appears to be a chance encounter with Jesus. Now, when you meet Jesus, your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Now, some of the things that you used to do, just because you met Jesus doesn't mean those things all of a sudden disappear. If you used to smoke cigarettes when you meet Jesus, chances are you still don't smoke cigarettes. If you used to smoke weed when you met Jesus, chances are you still don't smoke weed. See, God doesn't sometimes instantly take those things away. So that's why people come into church, and when people come into church and they join the church, and then tomorrow you expect them to be on this level. God got to walk some things out of your life. God got to walk you through the process. And quite often the process involves pain. So listen, I know I'm not where I should be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. It's a process that He's walking me through.
Thank you, Jesus.
John records a story, and it's a story in which Jesus was tired one day, and He was just chilling, hanging out, and He meets a woman.
Yeah.
And when He meets this woman, the people say to Him, Jesus, here's this woman. She was caught in the act of adultery. And see, in order for them to know that the woman was caught in adultery, somebody has to be with her. Be careful about the people that you hang out with. Because some of them really doesn't mean you any good. Some of them is pushing you into something. As soon as you get into something, they run and go tell the Pharisees. And the Pharisees look what she is doing. But there was a man somewhere, but he's not mentioned in the Bible. Isn't it funny? Isn't it amazing how people can partner with you as you begin to go through something? All of a sudden, they disappear on you. I thank God that He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. In the midst of going through something, won't God stand by your side? Won't he meets this woman.
All right, man.
And he meets this woman and all of the educated people.
All right, man.
Come to him and says, now Jesus, now we really don't want an answer from you.
All right, now.
We really don't. We just want you to do something so we can hang you.
Yes.
You got some folk in your life.
Oh my God.
Really doesn't mean you any good. They just want to push you to a point so they can hang you. There's some folk in your life that you keep falling into the same trap because you think they like you. They really don't like you. They want to destroy the anointing that is upon your life. But you better begin to speak to that demon, speak to that devil, and tell them that the joy that I have, the world didn't give it, so the world didn't take it away. The happiness, the joy that I have, I received it through Jesus Christ and He alone, because the Bible declared that Jesus is my strength. So sometimes when you're going through something, I don't care how long you've been in the church, you get weak sometimes. And so as you begin to go through something and you discover that I'm weak right now, but when you're weak, He is at His best. He is strong, because at your weakness, that's when grace steps in. I thank God for His amazing grace. Oh, how sweet it sounds. It saved a wretch like me, for I once was lost, but now I'm found. I thank God He reached down, picked me up. I thank God in the midst of going through something, He says, I'll fight your battle. I thank God in the midst of going through something, He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. Isn't He a wonderful God? He's worthy to be praised. Now, the story is they bring the woman to Jesus and they said, now here's a woman that was caught in that, not just the act, the very act. The very act. The very act implies that she had her clothes down. She had her dress up. She had no bra and nothing else on in the, excuse me. She got caught in the very act. She got caught and she was naked. Have you ever got caught and God exposed you in something and He let somebody caught you in the very act of doing something? You can pull your clothes up and you can hide what you're doing. Sometimes God will allow folks to see you in the very sometimes in life, when you're going through your worst moments, God will move the curtain and He'll allow people to see you. But listen, it's not so much what somebody is doing to you, it's what God is doing for you. You can't do nothing to me. God is doing something for me, because He said all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and is called according to His purpose. So I'm going through something and God allows something to happen and He says just step back, because this is a setup right here. No, I'm not going to take you out, I'm going to shoot you forward. The bankruptcy is not going to take you out, it's going to shoot you forward. The sickness is not going to take you out, it's going to shoot you forward. The divorce is not going to take you out, it's going to shoot you forward. Somebody ought to give God some praise, because of that stuff that you've been going through, God is now shooting. He's shooting you forward. Moses and the law says that we should stone her. What you say?
All right now. All right now.
Jesus has a way of answering questions without saying anything.
All right now.
Listen to me. Faith can never be explained. Faith must be followed. Stop trying to explain to people why you're doing the supernatural stuff that you're doing. Even if you gave them an explanation, they still won't understand it. Because I'm not walking in the natural. I'm walking because God is ordering my steps. I'm walking because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. I'm walking because I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm walking because God is bringing you out of something. You gotta walk it out. Moses and the law. They said, stone her. What you say?
All right now.
What you say? Because she was caught in the very act.
Yeah.
See, sometimes when people catch you in the very act of something, Satan has a way of bringing some chains in your life.
All right.
In other words, he enslaved you to where you've been. But where I have been is not necessarily an indication of where God is taking me. I thank God that when he created me, he had a plan for me. I thank God that the plan included my mistakes. I thank God the plan included my sins. I thank God the plan included all of the bloopers in my life, because when I did those things, he says, that's all right. You still covered in the blood of the Lamb. I thank God that his son stepped on an old rugged cross and he died for me. I thank God when God looks upon us to judge us, what he sees, the blood of the Lamb. And so he passed us over. He passed us by. That's the Passover, when God looks at you, even though you were caught in the act. But he says, I'm not interested in what you did. I'm interested in what I'm calling you into. She get caught in the very act. And she get caught in the very act. They says, now Moses and the law says that you should stone her.
All right, now.
What say you? What you say, Jesus? And he simply just stood down. And he, the Bible declares, began to write. Yeah, Charles. You say stone her. What about last Tuesday, Charles, when you was down there at that club?
All right, now. All right, now.
You were a Rosita. BJ, you was on a conference last Wednesday. You and Meekum them was tied up in somewhere. And even though you weren't in Columbus, I'm just writing. I'm not talking to y'all yet. And the Bible says that he stooped down and he began to write. I'm glad when I'm going through something that God will come down to my level. I'm glad in the midst of a mess, he will get right down. But listen to me. When the Bible declares that he came down, he comes to that level. When God begins to come to your level, you better believe it came to pass. She was going through something. They were going to stone her, but when Jesus came in the picture, it came to pass. And that's the best part of the story and the best part of your life. I don't care what you're going through. And it came to pass. You ought to give God some praise for it, because it came to pass. I thank God my troubles don't last always. I thank God that I'm going through something and we can wait and do it for a night, but joy coming in the morning. I thank God that he'll wipe my tears away. I thank God that he'll be a man alive. I thank God for his amazing grace. Has God ever blessed you? You got caught into something and God delivered you? I know everybody can't give him praise right there, because some of y'all never been caught. But if you ever been caught up in something, you know that the only thing you want is for God to deliver you. Won't he loose you? Have you ever been caught up? Won't he loose you? Won't he set you free? And the Bible declares. The Bible declares. It says, listen. It says, he stooped down and he began to write. And see, the Bible doesn't say what he wrote, but he just stooped down and he began to write. See, in the midst of you going through something, always look for God to meet you where you are.
All right now.
We can't say that about church folk.
What's your
You get yourself up. You clean yourself up. And you put yourself in a position. So if I need to borrow something from you, then I can come to you. Then I'll be your friend. I thank God that he's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. See, we got some fair weather friends. They with you as long as the weather is calm. Let a storm come in your life and they're gone. But Jesus says, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. He says, I'll be right by your side. And so we can always trust him. And so in conclusion, when people begin to give you the finger, you have to understand the power of your finger.
All right.
the power of your finger. Jesus stooped down and he took his finger and he wrote in the ground. He then took his finger one time in the Bible and he put it in some dirt and some spit and it was real nasty, but he worked a miracle with his finger. See, what you point to is where you're going to. You got to make sure that you're pointing to purpose. You got to make sure that you're not spending your time and energy pointing at an old nothing that has no heaven or hell to place you. You got to make sure that you're seeking the kingdom of God. You got to make sure that you're moving in the direction that God is calling you to do. See, when God calls you, he already has a direction for you. That's why the Bible declares the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So what he's saying to you is, before I formed thee in the womb of your mom, he says, I had a plan for you. See, sometimes the plan involves pain. But we have to take the pain and turn the pain into the passion for Jesus Christ. You got to be on fire for something. You got to stand for something. You got to be willing to die for something. You got to be willing to be sold out for something. And that something really should be someone, and that is Jesus Christ, who thought it not robbery, and he came down from heaven, hung on an old record cross, so that you and I can have life, and not just a jacked up life, but have life more abundant. I challenge you this morning to step into the life, the living, in which God is calling you to be.
All right now.
It won't look easy. It won't even look like it makes sense. But if God is calling you, you have to know that God has already equipped you for the race. Have you been blessed this morning?